Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Stanford Route about to join us in about 9 minutes. Lots of drama going on in the AFC South. Fortunately for the Texans, they aren't really involved in it right now. Jacksonville, Indianapolis, drama going on there. Tennessee faces Jacksonville tomorrow. So if Tennessee loses to Jacksonville, they join the party. But the biggest story in the NFL right now in Jacksonville, Jalen Ramsey coming off his very impressive game against DeAndre Hopkins. How did you describe it, OG? You described it as he kept them in that game.
He's the reason that the Jacksonville Jaguars stayed in that game.
Jalen Ramsey.
I want to ask Stanford around. I'll bounce that off of Stanford when he gets in about 8 minutes.
What are you going to say? Did Jalen Ramsey keep them in the game?
Yeah. I mean, I might not sound it.
Do you expect him to say no?
Stanford is very honest.
So he's going to say
no. He may
nah.
say no.
Nah, he was terrible. Yeah. He was awful. John, how's the update on the trailer, by the way? I see you looking during the break.
Water's rising. So far, so good. If you weren't listening earlier, my travel trailer I keep down in Sargent is about to flood. Actually, I'll be heading down there right after the show.
Glad you can laugh at times like that. It doesn't seem like would be my approach.
You laugh to keep from crying.
There you go. But we'll be all right, John, because we have each other, right?
Yep.
Well, you didn't have to agree with that, but you know. Jalen Ramsey. Let's go. You know, let's not do it like that. Let's go back to Jalen Ramsey in Jacksonville. This was his opening statement yesterday when he met with the media, the best corner in the league, on why he wants to be traded.
I love Duval. The city embraced me. The fans embraced me since I've been here. I mean, just last night I was in Roof Chris. They were showing hella love. They've gotten some really good years out of me. And for however long I'm going to be here, I'm going to continue giving my all out there. All I care about is winning, man. Everybody know that. I want to win. Straight up. And I excuse my language, but everybody know that. That passion, that fire, that heart, that's what y'all love. And I'm going to continue giving that as long as I'm here. I have nothing bad or negative to say at all about anybody in this building. Happens, gonna work it out, and I'm gonna focus on what I can focus on. And right now, that's being a good teammate still while I'm here, getting ready for the game, supporting my guys, and just being Jalen, man.
There's something that really sticks out from what he just said, but does anything catch your attention from that opening statement?
Well, if any kids were listening to the web stream, I'm sure that caught their attention. A couple of F bombs and S bombs mixed in.
Kids use the F bomb starting at about age 6 these days.
Yeah, no kidding. Look. What stands out is that he's doing it. You know, a lot of players, let's give him some credit here. You don't have to like Jalen Ramsey. I don't know anybody that really doesn't like him. I think people might call him.
Well, Doug Marrone might not.
Well, I'm saying people might call him like a diva or whatever, but I do not like his game, and I think he's been pretty straightforward his entire career. Talks the talk but backs it up. I mean, it's hard not to respect what he's doing at minimum.
Number one thing that stuck out to me is he said he was at Ruth Chris and he was getting all kinds of love yesterday. I feel like when you approach an athlete in public, it can't be at a nice 5-star steakhouse. That's one of my number one rules of thumb. Like, you can go up to him if
I don't think
Chili's
you approach
something
anyone
like that
at dinner.
Well, you probably anyone. Shouldn't, but zero. It's more acceptable if you're at like just a chain instead of at a Ruth Chris. For example, the other day I was at a 5-star restaurant. Travis Scott was there. I would like to say
oh, really?
What's up, but I just let him do his thing.
Travis Scott actually.
Just let him do his
Astro
thing.
World.
Yeah, he was there. Yeah. What? Isn't your son a big fan of his?
My daughter.
Your daughter?
Yeah.
Did she ever go to the concerts?
She went to Astroworld.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Was she like?
Remember she said I look like Travis Scott?
Yeah, she said like Figgy looks like Travis Scott.
That's the biggest RC I've heard in a long time. Good Lord.
Does Figgy not look like him? He has his hair like him.
Hell no, he doesn't look like Travis Scott. They don't have this. They're not even the same anything. Like, there's nothing similar about
he's
them.
He's way darker than me.
Yeah, he's way darker.
I think she was talking about your hair.
Yeah, but that's not looking like. If that's the case, I look like you look like everybody.
Okay. What do you look like?
I don't know. Every
Beaver
white
Cleaver?
Guy. Every white guy. I don't even know what Beaver Cleaver is. That's old school right there. Here's Jalen Ramsey on being a distraction.
You are being a distraction in a short week.
Let's be clear about something in regards to that. I didn't leak that information. Me and my agent, we are not the ones who leaked that information. And I was very strict about that because I did not want it to get out. And I didn't want it to be a distraction. I didn't want everybody asking my teammates all type of questions throughout the week. So let me be real clear about that. I was not the one, me and my team, we was not the one to leak that information because I thought about my teammates. I thought about stuff like that. So y'all need to ask the other side or whoever.
I think if what he's saying is true and Jacksonville really did leak that information, I think something that every single GM, every single coach in the NFL needs to make note of is just how powerful players are becoming. And if you are leaking information, a lot of times it can backfire. If Jalen Ramsey really is to be taken 100% at his word, he would have requested this trade and he still would have went about his business and you never would have heard about it. He wouldn't have gone to the podium. He wouldn't have talked about Doug Marrone.
Mm-hmm.
Takes me back to the Jadeveon Clowney thing and the rumors about Jadeveon Clowney being traded and all that kind of stuff. And Jadeveon Clowney came out and said after he was traded that, I was ready to go back to Houston and play football until I heard the reports that I was being shipped around and they were trying to trade me. I think front offices, coaches, if you wear both hats, you need to be very, very careful about the information you leak, because with the way players are becoming and with NFL players starting to realize that they have the power, it's going to backfire on you. These aren't the days where you can just leak something out and then all of a sudden the player is vilified. These players are starting to realize that they have the power, and you've got to be very careful about the information that gets out of your locker room, out of your building.
See, I think the Jaguars, whomever it was, whether it was Marrone or someone in the front office, Coughlin, for all I know, you know, whatever, I think they did this on purpose and it backfired. And I think that's what I respect the most about Jalen Ramsey getting out in front and talking for, what'd you say, 17 minutes he was out there?
17:30.
Answering all the questions he could. I think they wanted to make Jalen Ramsey look bad by leaking this information. And instead, he looks good. I mean, he's like, hey, I'm here for my teammates. I'm worried about Thursday night. I know you're asking questions. I can't answer them all, but I'll be here. And oh, by the way, we didn't have anything to do with this information leaking. So we're having this conversation based on something the organization did. And I think they leaked it trying to think, okay, people are going to turn on the player because, as you just mentioned, players are wielding all this power now, et cetera. I think it backfired on the Jaguars.
And I think the information getting out, however it did with Clowney, backfired too.
Yeah.
And that everybody knew that they were desperate to
definitely
trade him.
Backfired
and
all on the Texans.
And then all of a sudden you didn't get market value for a guy of Jadeveon Clowney's magnitude. So I think it's something that organizations need to make note of. Speaking of Doug Marrone, the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, Jalen Ramsey, this is the shortest answer he had. He was flat out asked. We saw him and Marrone arguing on the sidelines. He was flat out asked, so have you talked to Doug Marrone? Here's Jalen Ramsey.
And I don't want to give the details of the private conversations internally, but did you get a chance to talk with Coach Marrone? Maybe just a yes or no?
Nah, we ain't talked to each other.
Well, that's pretty short.
Okay, I guess you didn't talk to him.
So here's Jalen Ramsey. This is the final one before we get to Stanford Brout. Jalen Ramsey asked about his main goals, his main reasons for why he would want to be traded. What are the main reasons? What's the motivation for number 20 wanting to leave Jacksonville?
The fact that you didn't get a contract.
Oh, I don't care about that.
You don't care about that?
God don't work that out.
That's a lie.
But what about the way you're used as arguably the best cornerback in the league?
Ain't no argument.
Okay, and what about the way you're used?
I have nothing negative to say about none of my teammates, of course, none of my coaches. No, I don't got nothing negative to say.
He cares about the contract.
Oh, of course he does. Everybody does.
He cares about the contract.
But I just respect the way he's handled this. Stanford Rout, how are you, man?
What's going on,
Rout,
guys?
Looking good, man.
S Rout,
appreciate
26.
It.
Looking sharp. SR26.
Yes.
In case you didn't know what his jersey number was, you got it on.
At least somebody knows jersey numbers because Landry. Jalen Ramsey's jersey number is 20, not 21.
I said 20.
You said 21.
I said 20.
You want to go back and listen to the transcript?
Saying that.
You just said, let's see
Figgy
what number 21
it.
Has
Figgy,
to say.
Figgy, you
number
got that.
Number 21 is AJ Boye.
Go to 20. Let's get it. My gosh. This dude's already coming in
I'm just
swinging.
Pointing it out.
This dude's already coming in swinging.
I'm just
trying
correcting
to correct
you. That's all I'm doing.
I'm just happy I get the last half hour of the show
let's
off
get
today again.
Landry, I'm
right,
just,
Figgy?
I'm just correcting. That's all I'm doing, man.
You're doing the correct, non-correct. How much you want to put on this?
Oh, we can go ahead and let's put a nice dinner from.
Don't y'all have a bet
on Subway? Can it not be with you, though? Can it be
No, I'm just
myself?
Saying, I'll tell you this. Landry, you can go ahead and pay for my lunch.
I'll be with you.
You can pay for my
lunch.
All
right, Subway. All right, yes, Subway. We'll bet Subway. Pull it, Figgy. We'll have it. We'll
you
have
just
it
said, second. Let's see what number 21 has to
let's
say.
Let's see what number 20 has to say 21, about the Landry. Reason. We'll see. We'll see. I could have misspoke, but I'm pretty sure I said 20.
See, now you're backtracking.
I'm not backtracking.
You could have misspoke.
The audio is about to tell the truth here. Figgy's in there already in the lab figuring this out. What do you think about all this drama with Jalen Ramsey, though? What's your thoughts on how this is being handled and how players are starting to use their leverage in the league used to play him?
Well, for one, just like what J-Lo said, I don't have any issue with him trying to, him basically conveying his point of, hey, I want to be traded.
Yeah.
He's trying to make himself not a distraction, and he's already said, I'm going to play. I'm going to play to the fullest ability that I've been doing. I'm going to give this city everything as long as I'm here. But obviously, he has his qualms with the organization. He wants, obviously, a new contract. We knew that coming into the season. And I could tell from the moment that they showed the replay of DeAndre Hopkins dropping that pass that the referees did not see and just let it go on and be a first down, I knew from that moment, I was like, he really is heated about Doug Marrone not throwing the challenge flag. But from a deeper aspect, that shows he feels that Doug Marrone does not trust him.
Exactly.
Because if one of your players comes over to you, one of your top guys says, hey, throw the challenge flag. He's basically saying, hey, man, trust me. I'm out here on the field. I see that it wasn't a catch. And the coach doesn't do that. That shows that, you know what, I'm not really sure if I can trust your word. So, I mean, it became just a blow up on the sideline now. You obviously can't touch the coach. You can't put your hands on the coach. We all see that. But it does not surprise me that he wants up out, because I think he wanted up out of Jacksonville coming into this season. You see the way he came to training camp with the Brinks truck and all of that. And then you see back in the offseason how he told the media that, I was told I'm not getting a contract extension this year. And he didn't look happy about it, to say the least. So I don't think that he was completely happy with the Jacksonville Jaguars organization coming into this season.
I'll tell you what, I forgot about the Brinks truck, and that's a good point by you. I think he's gonna play hard. I think it's not his fault that this got out. It wasn't his side of the camp, and he's making the most of it. I think he's handling this fine.
Yeah. I think that obviously we can see that if his camp didn't do it, it was probably Jacksonville, the organization, simply because they want to now try to make him out to be the bad guy.
Yeah,
see,
and it backfired.
Yeah, whenever we go ahead and trade this guy, it's not going to be because we wanted to. It's because he asked for it, because he's now going and being a tyrant within the organization, because all about Doug Marrone not throwing the challenge flag. I think that this has already become a tumultuous situation within Jacksonville and Jalen Ramsey. I think that we probably would not be here yet if Nick Foles does not get hurt in week one. And then obviously that pretty much kind of tanks a lot of the season, even though, what's the name, Minshew?
Gardner Minshew
came in and played pretty well against the Texans, but we clearly see that if it would have been Nick Foles, they would have had a much better chance of winning. So I think that with Nick Foles getting injured in week one on a touchdown pass early in the game like he did, I think that that's why we're at this juncture right now, rather than probably week seven or week eight like I anticipated.
Stanford Route in the building, in the loop, Sports Radio 610. We're going to ask him about what the Texans are up against with Philip Rivers here in 10 minutes, because he spent the majority of his career playing against Philip Rivers twice a season. So we'll ask him about that. Also see if he thinks I'm a little bit silly for thinking Philip Rivers' trash talk is a little bit hokey. Don't blow the lead here. I think it's a little bit cheesy to me. I don't want you to give your take on that yet. But what did you think about the way in which the Texans won this game? Did you think it was an ugly win? Do you think a win is a win? What do you feel about the Texans this week compared to last week when you were coming in after the loss to the Saints? Do you feel the same, different? How are you feeling?
I think that it was pretty much kind of like a tale of two different games, because you see that they played very well in week one against the Drew Brees and the New Orleans Saints, and lost in a late fashion, but an ugly way, by the corner simply not actually getting up, challenging the receivers, and actually being more aggressive. And then in week two, they win an ugly game against the Jacksonville Jaguars, because, number one, we all know the Jacksonville Jaguars, even without A.J. Boye, have a pretty good defense. Yeah. And they were only able to manage 13
points.
And
in Dakwe.
Yes, and in
Ngakwe.
I always mess up Ngakwe. On his name.
Ngakwe.
And I do too. I say Ngakwe.
And I think that seeing exactly how the Texans were able to at least squeak out this victory. Mm-hmm. Was it an ugly one? Yeah, I would pretty much say so. But a win is a win, because If it would have gone to 0-2, things would have got really hairy over there off of Kirby. Simply because, I mean, and we all saw it. Minshew was driving the ball down the field. They wind up scoring the touchdown. Mm-hmm. Marone decides to go for two.
Good decision,
they,
right?
They obviously wind up not getting it. I would have gone for the field goal or the extra point if I would have been Marone. But
really?
I understand whenever you're on the road, you go for the win. Right. Whenever you're at home, you play for the tie. I understand all that. If they would have gotten that two-point conversion and the Texans would not have been able to come back, get in field goal range pretty quickly and kick the field goal to win the game, it would have got really interesting over there off of Kirby being 0-2, losing to obviously Drew Brees.
A backup quarterback.
Exactly, and a backup quarterback in week two.
And if we look ahead, because I think the Texans, they should be looking 3-1 in the eyes because Chargers are missing – 4 of their 7 Pro Bowlers from last year. They're going to be missing 8 starters, up to 8 starters.
Wow.
When the game comes in. Yeah, they're missing 4 of 7. Adrian Phillips out. Melvin Gordon holding out. Russell Okung out. Derwin James out. And they got some other injuries. So 4 of their 7 Pro Bowlers are out. So this isn't quite the 12-4 team. And then Cam Newton, it sounds like he's going to be out for a couple weeks. So things are laying out for the Texans. Do players smell blood in these situations where you know how beat up a team is and you go into a situation thinking, not necessarily like, we got this, but do you smell blood a lot of times? Can it have a counter impact where maybe you get a little bit overconfident because you know that this team's so banged up?
It's a little bit of both, and it really all depends on the coaching. It really all depends on the organization and the leadership. Now, when blood is actually identified in the water, yes, as a player, you know that. And actually it makes you focus even more because we know that this is a game that we should win. So you don't want to go into that game actually having some sort of lack of focus, lackadaisical. You don't want to do that because this is a game they should win. Missing that many Pro Bowlers, you do not want to go out there all the way out there to Los Angeles, and then a game that you should win, it's set up for you to win,
right,
and then you go ahead and lay an egg simply because you got too complacent. And even going to Carolina, yes, it really comes down to leadership. A good coach is not going to let his players let up. Mm-hmm. He's going to remind them, hey, guys, this team, they're a little bit battered and bruised right now. They're missing a lot of players. We should win this game. It doesn't mean that they're going to go in there and hand it to us.
Sure.
We still got to go in there and actually win the game, but we should win this game. There's other games that you play that, okay, you know what, against the Saints, this is a good team. We can win the game, but you know what? They get paid every Tuesday also. But this game right here.
Tuesday's payday in the NFL?
Yeah. Yes, Tuesday is the national.
Nice. Off day and payday.
Yeah, off day and payday.
Nice.
It really just comes down to leadership. I think that there are certain teams that, yes, they get complacent and they'll go out there and lay an egg against a team that they really should beat. I think that with the Los Angeles Chargers, as long as you got Phillip Rivers, they're going to have a chance. They still have a chance. Keenan Allen, Mike Williams, we want to ask you about it
because I know you faced him twice.
Yeah, we're going to ask him about that. Stanford route coming in with the nice takes. Jalen Ramsey, you should have seen this coming. Also, NFL players get paid on Tuesday. That's my number one takeaway there. I don't know why that interests me so much. Yeah. I didn't know Tuesday was payday.
How did you know that?
I don't know, man. There's a lot of things I don't know. But did I know that Jalen Ramsey was number 20? We'll decide that in a sec. See who owes each other lunch between myself and Stanford. We're also going to get to know Phillip Rivers, because very few people walking around know Phillip Rivers better than the man across from me, Stanford Route. More with Stan on a Well-Spoken Wednesday next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.